Absolutely. As you say, it's just breaking this morning that an 18-year-old was shot five times in both legs. Sorry, five times in the legs, three times in one leg, twice in the other. But this is the third serious incident in the last 24 hours in this very area. We had the hijacking of an Apollo Pizza van 24 hours ago and burnt out in the area. We had the throwing of a pipe bomb at the PSNI, and now we have a young man, 18-year-old, shot three times in the leg, or five times in the legs. There's no doubt it has to begin to end. It's absolutely disgraceful. And I would like the people who are responsible for this need to be stepping up to the plate and telling this community why it's happening. Because this community is sitting scratching its head this morning saying, what's all this about? And it's sending out all the wrong messages about this community. The people on the ground here within the community and voluntary sector, within the schools, they're trying to create employment. They're trying to create the proper atmosphere where we can deliver employment. And then we have the likes of this. This is all the negative stuff that we do not need.
And this young man, he's only 18 years of age, shot five times. It's a barbaric attack.
Oh, without a doubt, it's a barbaric attack, especially on an 18-year-old. You know, these injuries, we don't know how serious these injuries are at the moment, but they're getting shot five times in the legs. There's no doubt that it is a very, very serious incident. And then it has all the family then have to pick up the pieces of this and deal with this. You know, irrespective, I don't know who the individual was, but irrespective of what this person is supposed to have done, nothing. That's the law of the jungle, and it does not work. It hasn't worked in the past. It's not going to work today, and these people need to realise this. And these people, this community does not need this. This community is sitting looking at itself now and saying, why us? Why the Craigan? Why singling out? Is this their comfort zone? Are they afraid of their life to move outside of their comfort zone? It's absolutely wrong.
Police are saying this is a paramilitary-style shooting. Does anyone know what grouping are responsible here? And is there a fear, like you say there, that this group are allowed to operate in the Craigan area?
Well, we don't know what grouping. There's that many micro groups in here, and one's competing against the other. So we don't know exactly which one of these micro dissident groups is responsible. But there's no doubt that there's one of those groups that was responsible for last night. Have the impunity to move about. You know, they obviously know the area very, very well, and they obviously planned this out to shoot this young man last night. And again, as I say, three serious incidents in the last 24 hours. And when you do bring the police in to deal with issues, then it's all over social media about police harassment, and it shouldn't be in this area. So you can't run type of situation. But at the end of the day, there is no space in this society for this type of behaviour. We have moved on. We've moved on leaps and bounds. And what it is about today, it is about sending out a positive image. It is about trying to attract inward investment, to try to create employment. And this is doing the complete opposite, and the people in this community do not know it and do not need it.